The Senate Judiciary Committee appears to be in meltdown again, this time over whether Federal Appeals Court nominee William Pryor lied to the committee, and over whether the committee will abort its investigation of the matter. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. And Nina, I'd like you to lay the groundwork for us here. As I understand it, this all involves whether Pryor, who's currently the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, misled the Judiciary Committee about his role in fundraising for a group that he helped found, the Republican Attorneys General Association, RAGA.
Yeah, Robert. RAGA raises money for GOP candidates for attorney general, and by funneling the money through the Republican National Committee, it avoids having to disclose which corporations give to which candidates. Now, from the get-go, there have been ethical questions raised about RAGA, and about half the Republican state attorneys general have refused to join on the grounds that they would be raising money from corporations that they're in charge of regulating or investigating. Now, at Pryor's confirmation hearing, Democrat Russell Feingold noted that the money all goes to a Republican National Committee fund, which gave $100,000 to Pryor.
Okay, let's listen to an excerpt which involved that very organization and that money.
Do you think it's appropriate for attorney generals to solicit funds or receive funds from corporations whom they may later have to investigate?
Well, I wasn't receiving in that instance a direct contribution, of course, from a corporation. I was receiving it from the Republican National State Elections Committee.
Then will you provide to the committee a comprehensive list of RAGA's contributors and the amounts and dates of their contributions?
I don't have such a list, Senator.
Who does?
The Republican National Committee.
Will you urge them to provide that list?
If you need that kind of list, that you really need to seek it from them.
Judicial nominee William Pryor being questioned by Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russell Feingold. Follow-up to that?
Well, in follow-up written questions and answers, Pryor said that he had never solicited money from Alabama companies who were members of RAGA. And lo and behold, a whistleblower who had once worked for RAGA sent the Judiciary Committee, the Republican-controlled Judiciary Committee, a raft of documents about Pryor's activities, with instructions to distribute those documents to the Democrats on the committee as well. The documents were then leaked to an Alabama editorial writer, who's a former Republican staffer and staunch defender of Pryor's. And when the Democrats saw the leak, they went nuts. And, Robert, now I, and I assume half the other reporters in town, also have copies of those documents.
You've looked at these documents. Do they, in fact, make the case that Mr. Pryor, Attorney General Pryor, was lying when he said that about Alabama companies and money that was donated to RAGA?
Well, these documents prove that more questions need to be asked. The documents often are in the form of lists of calls Pryor made to various corporate bigwigs, many of whom are from companies with large Alabama operations, and many of which have been under investigation by the Alabama Attorney General's office. And then there are lists of actual contributions with copies to Pryor saying so-and-so gave so much, so-and-so gave so much.
So, did Pryor lie?
Well, not to be too cute about it, this may turn, in essence, on what the meaning of the word is. For example, he said, well, I didn't solicit money from Alabama corporations that were members of RAGA. Well, maybe they weren't yet members of RAGA. Maybe they were not incorporated in Alabama. Maybe they were incorporated in Delaware or have a headquarters in Florida but have a huge operation in Alabama. We don't know the answers to those questions. Yet, and so we can't exactly say, was this a lie?
And tomorrow there's supposed to be a vote on the prior nomination in the committee.
Well, the Republicans have scheduled a vote. It's not clear to me there is going to be a vote. The Democrats say, we want to answer these questions. We want him back here, possibly. And if you jam us, well, the Democrats imply very strongly there's going to be a filibuster because we don't have the answers to these questions. We don't know if he lied to us. It's not clear to me that the Republicans are going to insist on a vote, although it is clear to me that the White House would like Senator Hatch to insist on a vote.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.